It is Monday, December 3rd, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The Alma Performing Arts Center presents Miracle on 34th Street on Saturday, December 15th at 8 p.m. This nationally touring musical offers family humor, spectacle, and the message that Santa Claus is no myth. Tickets and more information are available at almapac.org or 632-2129. Support for KUAF comes from To Enjoy Magazine, a monthly publication offering local arts, culture, and entertainment. The second annual Crystal Bridges Museum commemorative issue is now available. To Enjoy thanks everyone for their positive response over the past 3 years. Subscriptions and more information available at 464-8900 or numeral 2enjoymag.com. Ahead on Ozarks, what some of the state's advocacy groups want out of the next General Assembly. Lawmakers will meet early next month, and Jacqueline Froelich gives us a preview of what different interest groups hope legislators will tackle before the end of that session. And Sharon Killian's latest art embraces nature's challenges and is on display at the Fayetteville Public Library. She'll talk about the value of having her art in such a public space. First, Arkansas Republican Congressman Tim Griffin from the state's 2nd District has been named to a coveted spot on the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. It's the chief tax writing committee in the House. And with this, Roby Brock of our content partner Talk Business reports that Griffin says he will not seek higher office anytime soon.
Congressman Griffin has told me that because of this appointment to the House Ways and Means Committee, which if you're on that committee, you cannot serve on any other committees in Congress because it has that much responsibility and focus, that he will not seek the U.S. Senate seat in 2014, nor will he seek the governorship in 2014. And he had been widely speculated to be a very serious contender on the Republican side for either one of those seats if he chose to get in. He says he's staying put.
Tim Griffin, who won re-election this November, is a former interim U.S. attorney who served in the White House under former President George W. Bush. The general election is scarcely a month behind us, but voters in Taneytown will head to the polls on December 11th. Residents will decide whether the city should annex a section of land on its northern border. Taneytown Mayor Tommy Granata says the reason for the requested annexation is simple.
In our northern boundary of our city, there is a jog in our boundaries, and this would square up our boundaries. And in this 88 acres, give or take a little bit there, there is a big subdivision that falls in that area. And more or less square up the northern boundaries of our city, so it'd be easy to follow.
Although there are a number of homes and properties in the annexation area, the mayor says the revenue that would be generated by the city was not a major factor in proposing the area's annexation. Although Taneytown residents are being asked to decide whether to annex the land, voters in Elm Springs voted during last month's general election to annex the 88 acres in question. If Taneytown voters approve the annexation, Mayor Granata says conflict between the two towns will be minimal.
If both towns pass annexation of said property, then the people in that property have election of their own and decide which city they go to.
Early voting for Taneytown special election begins tomorrow at the Washington County Clerk's Office in Fayetteville. Voters may cast their ballots early between 8 and 4:30 weekdays through next Monday. Next Tuesday, two polling places will be open from 7:30 to 7:30. St. Joseph's Catholic Church will serve as polling place for voters in Taneytown. Elm Springs Community Center will serve voters who reside in the annexation area. Benton County officials have announced a 24-hour burn ban this morning. It prohibits residents from any outdoor burning. According to Benton County Emergency Services, the ban is in effect until Tuesday morning when conditions will be reevaluated. The U.S. Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, will address an estimated 700 graduating University of Arkansas students December 15th at the fall commencement ceremony in Barnhill Arena. The university announced today that the former governor of Mississippi and former U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia would address graduates at the second fall commencement ceremony since that ceremony was reinstated last year. Other guest speakers at the ceremony include Vincent Harding, a lifelong civil rights leader and nonviolence advocate, and W. Stephen Smith, an Arkansas native recognized for his innovative approach to teaching the art of singing. Harding and Smith will receive honorary doctorate degrees at the commencement ceremony. The holiday season is in full swing, and officials with the city of Fayetteville want to make sure homebound seniors aren't forgotten amidst all of the celebrations and gift giving. The city's Community Services Division is accepting holiday gift donations for homebound seniors. Yolanda Fields, the city's Community Services Director, says the Senior Giving Tree event started as a simple celebration for seniors at the Senior Activity Center, offering cookies and cider, and eventually expanding to include bingo, musical performances, and gifts.
We were distributing those gifts for the people that came to the senior center. Well, last year, the folks that are able to come to the senior center, they took a vote. And they said, we get to enjoy everybody's company. We get to see the performances. We get to do the bingo. We get to win the baskets. The gifts are going to the homebound seniors. Now, those folks, they're not getting out much. So we thought it was really fantastic that the seniors that are able to come to the center had made that decision that the folks that were homebound needed to get the gifts instead of them. And so we thought that was a great idea.
Field says suggested gifts for the Senior Giving Tree include blankets, slippers, socks, scarves, puzzles, anything else seniors would enjoy on a cold day indoors. Gifts may be dropped off at the city's Community Services Division at 125 West Mountain Street. But in lieu of gifts, Field says there are plenty of other things people can do to help seniors have a happy holiday.
Right now, of course, Meals on Wheels is always looking for donations. But for that day, if people want to come down and help us, if somebody sings or does some other kind of performance, we're always looking for those folks that would want to come and entertain the seniors. So right now we have a couple of acts, but if anybody wants to come down and sing or dance or whatever talent they have, I mean, that would be fantastic.
For more information, the Community Services Division may be contacted at 575-8260. The University of Arkansas volleyball team fell to Wichita State in five sets this weekend, ending the Razorback season in the first round of the NCAA Division I Championship. The team finishes its 2012 season with a 22-10 record overall, and it was the program's 10th NCAA tournament appearance. Overcast tonight, 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms, low of 49 in northwest Arkansas. Partly cloudy, 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms at a low of 59 in the Arkansas River Valley tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of thunderstorms, high of 61 in northwest Arkansas, high of 68 in the Arkansas River Valley. And for tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be in the mid-30s in northwest Arkansas, upper 30s tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley.